here with trainer Mark Cassie, who's going to be a very busy man on Saturday afternoon. He has a host of horses, not just here at Santa Anita, but three in stakes races at Tampa Bay as well. Mark, I don't know how you're going to keep it all straight, my friend.
I have a little calendar that keeps reminding me where, you know, you'll see me right around looking, watching different TVs and everything, but it's exciting. Hopefully some of them will hit the mark.
Couple of horses in the big cap here at Santa Anita on Saturday afternoon. Now, you've saddled more than 1,800 winners. You're a six-time Sovereign Award winner as Canada's leading trainer, including the last 3 years. Now you can have your name etched with names like Van Berg and Whittingham, not to mention Baffert and Lucas and guys like that with winning this particular race. What goes through Mark Cassie's mind when you think about something like that and winning an iconic race like the big cap?
Well, you know, that's why I'm here. I want to win these kind of races. I want to run, you know, with the Jerry Hollendoffers, the Bob Baffords. And fortunately, over the years, we've been able to build up a pretty strong bunch of horses. And, hey, it's going to be tough being shared belief. And but we're going to give it a try. I know both my horses will enjoy the mile and a quarter.
How do you beat a horse like Shared Belief? I mean, I know you got to finish in front of him, but how do you go about tackling a horse like this?
you just try to come to the race the best you can be and hope you have a little luck. Hope he doesn't bring his A game or his B game.
Is he that good?
He is. I think he is. I think the difference between good horses and great horses. Good horses win when things go their way. Great horses win when things don't go their way. And I've seen him overcome some serious obstacles. And, so much is said about how far horses run. You know, we have the Ragusans, and one horse runs 30 feet far, and it doesn't matter to him. He just goes around. So he's impressive.
Let's talk about your two horses and how you're going to try and defeat Shared Belief. Let's start with Dynamic Sky. Been a while since he's been on a traditional dirt surface. As a matter of fact, I looked it up. You have to go back 2 years, and I'm sure you're aware of this, 2 years almost to the day in the Tampa Bay Derby when he was fourth behind Verrazano. That was the last time he was on traditional dirt racing surface like he's going to face on Saturday.
Yeah, he's been busy doing other things. That being said, he showed a fondness to the dirt. And like I said, we've now figured out that he can run all day. The mile and a quarter will definitely be to his liking. How do we beat Shared Belief, or how do we tackle? Both of our horses they have to run their races. I don't worry about anybody else running their race. We're going to go out. We're going to do what we've always done. And if it works, it works. You know, I have two good riders, and that's what they get paid for. I'm just, from this point on, I'm just here to watch.
What specifically has he shown you maybe in his last few turf starts or even in the morning training on a regular dirt surface that gives you the indication that, hey, he's going to handle this just fine today?
He's run good on the dirt. I had flirted with running him in the San Antonio. He trained really well on the dirt, and then I decided at the last minute not to do it. His last couple breezes on the dirt have been extremely good. And, Corey seems to really think he gets over it well, too. So there's a million reasons to give it a try.
I was going to ask you about Corey Nakatani, just nominated for the Hall of Fame. Must see some chemistry between Corey Nakatani and Dynamic Sky, because you're sticking with him after his last couple of starts, too.
Well, you know what? I'm kind of a loyal type of guy, and Corey's a great rider. Corey won the Natalma for me. I have a picture of it in my office, I think 20 years ago. So Corey's a great rider, big money rider, and his opinion means a lot to me. And I don't go switching around a lot. I think he's gotten a couple races. He understands the horse a little bit more. And I have to tell you, he's a very difficult horse to ride, very difficult.
Now let's talk about your other big cap entrant, Patriotic and Proud. A lot like Dynamic Sky, doesn't have a ton of dirt experience. Tell me about him.
You know, he doesn't, but again, he likes the distance. And I tell you, he's trained extremely well over the dirt, and we thought it would give it a try.
And he gets a pretty big break in the weights from Shared Belief. He's going to get 9 pounds. Dynamic Sky gets 8. How significant is that break in the weights?
You know, I think I'm not a big weight person, especially going short. But, going a mile and a quarter, it has to mean something.
Yeah, does that advantage become magnified going this distance aground?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. I think once horses start going a little farther, the more they go, the more it means. Oh, for sure.
Well, I mentioned you're also busy on the other side of the country at Tampa Bay Downs, and luckily you have your son Norman over there to handle things for you. You're going to have a couple of horses in the Tampa Bay Derby, which is a race that has been pretty good to you in the past. Let's talk about those horses. Norman told me this past week that he thinks that Danzig Moon might be the best horse that he's been around so far. You agree?
That's a big statement. Norman is very excited about this horse, and he's very enthused. I like to watch him run four or five times. I would tell you that he's trained extremely well, and if he continues to get better, he is a good horse. I think at some point in time you're going to read a lot about him.
Well, at least you picked a nice soft spot to bring him back here as a three-year-old in the stakes debut.
Yeah, nice soft spot. When you're getting ready for the Derby, there are no soft spots, so, you know.
What's he do that makes you feel like, and even Norman, makes each of you feel like he could be that kind of horse?
He goes very fast and does it very easily. That's what, you know, when he works and the way he moves, he just does it with effortlessly and he goes very fast.
Can you tell a horse has that kind of ability, even at a young age like that? I mean, what things are you looking for that gives you that indication that, other than the speed, other than the ease that he does it, I mean, what are some of the things that stand out to you?
Well, you know what? It's tough. You can have horses. I tell everybody it's like a basketball player. You might give a kid a ball, and he can hit three-point shots, boom, 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 and then you put somebody in his face, and they can't hit the backboard. That's what happens. So what we're seeing is we're seeing these horses show ability, but you just never know until they get into the heat of the battle. And that's what, you know, he's only started three times. We don't know that about him, and that's why I'm not as quick to be Norman's a little more. He tends to throw the accolades out a little quicker than I do.
You get the experience. Wisdom, isn't that the word for it? Wisdom?
35 years of wisdom, yes. Don't open your mouth and let everybody can think you're stupid. Don't open your mouth and prove them, you know, positive. So Bill Farish once told me, promise less and deliver more, and I live by that one.
Well, Danzig Moon delivered an awful lot in that maiden win last time out, and it certainly looked impressive. Your thoughts on that win?
It was impressive. Didn't surprise me. We were expecting a big effort. He didn't beat a whole lot. The waters get much deeper, and we'll see. Again, I'm going to watch, and I'm hoping he is what we think he is. But until he proves that, I'm not saying a whole lot.
Moonlight Bandit, the other entrant in there, they were actually going to break side by side. Moonlight Bandit in post 8, and then you have Danzig Moon in post position number 9. How about those two outside post positions going a mile and a 16th at Tampa Bay Downs? You like it?
I wasn't crazy about it. Again, now Norman's excited about it. So, you know, you intend to get carried out a little bit. It looks like to me there's a ton of speed in the race. Now, they tell me there's a scratch in there, I think, which eliminates the live hook horse, Eddie Pleases. I don't know for sure that's the case, but that did take away a little bit of speed. But there's some serious speed. Our hope would be Moonlight Bandit will be up and be part of that, and that Danzig Moon can maybe scoot over and save some ground and come with a run.
Both of those horses are sons of Malibu Moon. Prospective, who won in 2012 for you, also a son of Malibu Moon. Figure, what the heck, just ride her till she bucks?
I'm a Malibu Moon fan. We have a Conquest Eclipse as well that is a really good filly. I love Malibu Moon. I love AP Indy. So, we're over the moon.
Tell me just a little bit more about Moonlight Bandit.
You know, he's a horse that broke his maiden very impressively. We sent him to New York, and that was probably not, you know, in the Remsen. Remsen was a track was funny that day, and he didn't run well. Came back and ran pretty good on the grass. Really had no intentions of running him in the Tampa Bay Derby, but he worked so well the other day that we decided to give it a chance.
very busy day for the Cassie family, both here in California and in Florida. All the best. Good luck, and hope to see you in the winner's circle in both places.
Thanks, Mike.